It's called zero waste, and it's gaining momentum around the world. Countries such as the United States, England, Australia, and even Brazil are embracing it. And now Earth Day Canada has launched its own zero waste program called Target Zero. The idea behind zero waste is simple. Right now, garbage is designed into our production cycle. A certain amount of waste is expected. But zero waste advocates will tell you that what we need is a new design principle, a system that's geared toward eliminating waste, not managing it once it's been created. It may sound impossible, but it can be done. To begin with, we have to start thinking of garbage not as waste, but as a valuable resource. Interface Flooring, for example, recycles old carpet fibers into new ones. This cuts down on waste. And since the old carpet provides feeder material for the company's plants, it also reduces the amount of virgin resources needed to make new carpets. In the process, its Canadian operation has cut energy consumption by 70% and reduced the amount of garbage it sends to the dump by 90%. In total, these and other environmental initiatives have saved the company $90 million worldwide. Xerox is another company that has embraced the zero-waste philosophy. Since the company adopted its waste-free factory policy, solid waste recycling rates at Xerox factories has reached 87% worldwide. Last year alone, improvements in product design saved 387 million kilowatt-hours of electricity. That's enough to light 290,000 homes for a year. But this kind of product innovation isn't just good for the customer or the landfill. In 1999, Xerox pocketed $47 million in reduction, reuse, and recycling savings. In Ontario, provincially owned beer stores have a closed-loop system based on refillable bottles. The system recovers and reuses 98% of its bottles and prevents 500,000 tons of garbage from reaching the dumps in the process. Once again, it all comes back round to design. The beer store system was designed to eliminate garbage. Another corporate zero hero is Husky Injection Molding Systems. In 1999, Husky diverted more than 5,000 tons of material from the landfill. This saved the company more than $350,000 in disposal costs. This year, Husky diverted 95% of all the waste material that it generated. This kind of closed loop is what the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, are supposed to be about. It preserves precious resources and energy while dramatically reducing the need for garbage dumps. It encourages economic development and creates employment. About the only thing I can see wrong with the whole idea of zero waste is that everybody isn't doing it.